This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. So my name is Ali Mwakaneno Gakweli, and I'll be your host for the show. So with me, I have Takuma Terakubo, the CEO and general partner of Uncovered Fund, and we want to talk about funding in Africa startups. For those who haven't interacted with Uncovered yet, Uncovered is a VC fund co-founded by Takuma that is focused on supporting African startups, especially in the early stages. Welcome to the show, Takuma.
Thank you very much.
Just to get to know you, tell us a little bit about Uncovered Fund and some of the work that you've done in supporting the African startup ecosystem.
Okay, so Uncovered Fund is a Japanese venture capital focused on African startups. We focus on seed to early stage startups and then investing from $50,000 to $200,000. Is that the first time when we invest to the startups, and then we can follow investment for 500,000. It depends on how much startup growing. Also, our LP is mostly like Japanese corporate, and the purpose is making some business in African market with the local startup together. So, you know, a lot of industries now, you know, changing to, you know, connecting to the digital internet. So when the Japanese corporate start a business in Africa, also they want to, you know, collaborate with local tech startups. So Uncovered Fund can provide, of course, finance, also, you know, supporting the startup business growth, also provide some business asset and technology from Japan, and then making great economy together. So this is what we are doing right now.
That is really some great work, and thank you for highlighting that. But then I kept wondering, because I have interacted with your website and of course some of the articles online, why did you choose Africa over other
continents?
Also show potential continents like, say, Latin America.
Okay, so there's some reasons. It's almost 10 years ago. The first time when I joined the venture capital, it was a Japanese venture capital. But before, I was worked for the Grameen Bank, which is a local bank in Bangladesh. The Grameen Bank got the Nobel Peace Prize 2006. And then I was an internship student. So the Grameen Bank supporting the local people, it looks like supporting like entrepreneurs. So they made the entrepreneurs and then supporting them. And then, so I thought when I make a new entrepreneur, they can make business and the business can solve the local problems. And then if the business growing, they can hire more people. So this cycle is very, very interesting for me. So that time I want to start my own venture capital in emerging market. And then when I back to Japan, I joined the venture capital and then invest and supported some Japanese and also Israeli startups that time. And then make a lot of collaboration between Japanese corporate and the startup. But 3 years ago, I thought I should move to Africa because no one invests in the African startup yet from Japan that time. So I made an African fund and then moved to Kenya and then start investment. So that was, you know, my story.
Thank you so much. Again, how do you determine which company is investable in Uncovered Fund, and what are some of the sectors that you're keen in?
Now we focus on 7 sectors. One is a fintech and one is a retail sector. Also health tech, logistics, mobility, agriculture, and energy sector. So this is our focus. So this 7 sector is very important for the, you know, human life. and also it's a core system for the economy. So that's why we focus these sectors now.
If a company, say, is already within some of the sectors that you're interested in, what would make you invest in one company, say, Lipa Letter, as opposed to another?
Mine's the solution, the business the startup has, which can solve the local problems, is very important for me. So when we invest the startup, we meet the users and then ask some interview. So the important thing is how local people feeling that business is good for them. So this is one. The second one is the entrepreneurs. How much the entrepreneur has a big vision for the future. So this is important for me.
Okay, great. What are some of the companies that you've already worked with? And I understand this is a little bit speculative on my end. But what are some of other startups in Africa that you might be keen in?
Yeah, so now I have invested 5 startups now. So from our fund, we're going to invest more than 50 startups. So this 5 startup is have a great business. So why is the reparator? They are providing some buy now pay later system for merchants and consumers. And then other one is Sky Garden, which is an e-commerce startup, but the value is empowerment for the local shops. The other one is called Gozem. Gozem is a mobility startups. They are doing business in West Africa. And there are also 2 Nigerian startups. One is called RxSol. RxSol provides some B2B marketplace for medicine. The last one is called Send. Send is a logistic startup supporting, you know, the global trading.
Right. What is your ticket sizes? And what other ways do you support startups apart from funding?
So at the seed stage, we invest from 50K to 200K at the first time. And then we're supporting them. We have a mentoring every week and then supporting the business to grow. Then at the pre-series round, we follow 300,000. And then after that, the series round, we follow 500,000 again. And then that time we include some of our LP or Japanese investors also who gonna invest more than 1 million. And then we include them and then, supporting the startup for a long time.
Okay, thank you so much. As we approach the close of the interview, what are some of your closing remarks to our audience, both in the investor community and startups that are looking to get funds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, African startup community is, going very well right now. And then, this week, we got 4 unicorns like Flutterwave. I think making economy is very important. So we have to, connect each other and then building some economic system together for the future. So that is important. So like my portfolio company are collaborating each other right now. And so the startup resource is very, very limited. But if the startup and also as a corporate collaborating each other and then provide the business asset together, that makes more value for the customer together. So I think this collaboration, like open innovation strategy, is very important for African startups and the African economy.
Thank you so much. I guess that would be it for today's interview. Takuma, thank you so much for creating time for this podcast. And we look forward to talking to you further as you engage with more startups in the continent.
Thank you very much.